ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 14, Text 20. That's right, right?
This is correct.
Thank you. Tasmin tuste kim aprapyam. Tasmin tuste kim aprapyam.
Tasmin tuste kim aprapyam.
Jagatam ishareshare.
Jagatam ishareshare.
Jagatam ishvareshvare.
Jagatam ishvareshvare.
Loka sapala hi etasmyai.
Loka sapala hi etasmyai.
Loka sapala hi etasmyai.
Loka sapala hi etasmyai.
Haranti balim adritaha.
Haranti balim adritaha.
Tasmin stuste kim aprapyam. Jagatam ishareshare. Loka sapala hi etasmai. Haranti balim adritaha. Tasmin.
When he
is satisfied. Kim. What? Aprapyam.
Impossible to achieve.
Jagatam.
Of the universe.
Ishareshare.
The controller of the controllers.
Lokaha.
The inhabitants of the planets.
Shapala.
With their presiding deities.
He. For this reason.
Etasmai.
Unto him.
Haranti.
Offer.
Balim.
Paraphernalia for worship. Adritaha,
with great pleasure.
Translation purport by His Grace Baba Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, worshipped by the great demigods, controllers of the universal affairs. When He is satisfied, nothing is impossible to achieve. For this reason, all the demigods, presiding deities of different planets, as well as the inhabitants of the planets, take great pleasure in offering all kinds of paraphernalia for His worship. Please repeat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead
is worshipped by the great demigods,
controllers of the universal affairs.
When He is satisfied,
nothing is impossible to achieve.
For this reason,
all the demigods,
presiding deities of different planets,
as well as the inhabitants of the planets,
take great pleasure
in offering all kinds of paraphernalia
for His worship.
For all Vedic civilization summarized in this verse. All living entities, either on this planet or on other planets, have to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their respective duties. When He is satisfied, all necessities of life are automatically supplied. In the Vedas, it is also stated, Eka Bahunam Yo Vidadhatu Kaman, Katha Upanishad 2-13. From the Vedas, as we understand, that He is supplying everyone's necessities, and we can actually see
that the lower animals, the birds and the bees, have no business or profession, yet they are not dying for want of food. They are all living in nature's way, and they all have the necessities of life provided, namely eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Human society, however, has artificially created a type of civilization which makes one forgetful of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Modern society even enables one to forget. Modern society even enables one to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead's grace and mercy. Consequently, modern civilized man is always unhappy and in need of things. People do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to approach Lord Vishnu and satisfy him. They have taken this materialistic way of life as everything and have become captivated by materialistic activities. Indeed, their leaders are always encouraging them to follow this path, and the general populace, being ignorant of the laws of God, are following their blind leader down to the path of unhappiness. In order to rectify this world situation, all people should be trained in Krishna consciousness and act in accordance with the Varnashram system. The state should also see that the people are engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the primary duty of the state. Krishna consciousness movement was started to convince the general populace to adopt the best process by which to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus solve all problems.
Hare Krishna. As Prabhupada said here in the Purport, the sum and bonum of all principles and the duty of human life is to satisfy Supreme Lord Krishna. So, as Prabhupada goes on to explain in this Purport, also that the purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, is to do that, is to bring people to Krishna consciousness. Purpose of human life is to ultimately satisfy Vishnu, Krishna. Samsiddhi Haritosanam. Purpose of everything is to satisfy Vishnu. Samsiddhi. Bringing everything together, purpose of all principles, purpose of our human life, duty, the prime duty of human life is to satisfy Krishna. And everything else will come together automatically by pleasing Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said in the purport. Everything will fall in its place. Everything, everyone will be happy. Everyone will be satisfied if Krishna is satisfied. Actually, that is the goal of each devotee, is to satisfy Krishna. How we can satisfy Krishna? How we can please Guru? How we can bring everyone to the lotus feet of Krishna, and ultimately everything will be automatically successful. Everyone will be happy. And the modern society today is doing exactly the opposite. Not satisfy Krishna. Try to satisfy ourselves. We are the center of attention. That is the purpose of modern society. Economic development. How to develop yourself as the center of everything. What's that? Body consciousness. So, the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to come out of that. Om Aganayati Varandasya. We are born into ignorance, darkness of ignorance. We are completely blinded by the materialistic society of life. We're not able to see other things. So we are totally ignorant to this principle of human life. The existence of human life, the prime duty of human life, is to develop love for Krishna, love for Vaishnava, love for Guru. And that's what acharyas have come here for. Srila Prabhupada took all the trouble to go to America, and the most worst place, in America to give others Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and Lord Ramachandra appeared. All incarnations, they appear in this world, they come. Dharmasya, yuge yuge, in every millennium to establish the dharma, the religious principles, to awaken the living energy to come to Krishna. That's the prime duty of human life. And that is what the acharyas are giving us. Their mercy is to awaken us to this Krishna consciousness platform. Just like we have in chanting and dancing. This is the way to awaken. We are into ignorance. Ignorance means forgetfulness of Krishna. Very simple. Living in this forgetfulness of Krishna for millions of lifetimes. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that every town and villages, prithivite achejata nagaradigram sarvatra prachar vevi mornam, that they will be chanting of the holy name, every town and villages. And that's what's happening now. And if we are not part of this Krishna consciousness society, we are not part of this Srila Prabhupada's family, then we're really missing out. In whatever way, you can practice Krishna consciousness by taking foodstuff offered to Krishna, just by being here with us, sadhusang, satsang, by associating with devotees, a little bit at a time, a little bit every day, once a week, that will give us that boost in Krishna consciousness. We are doing the right thing. We are doing what we are meant to do in human life. People say family life, have a nice family, grow children, have a very good life. But people are not happy. Whatever they are doing in life, they are not happy. And Prabhupada has given us a simple formula. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna obedesh amare gya guru hoya taro obedesh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you all become a guru. Become a teacher. Tell others about Krishna. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna obedesh. Whomever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Just like if you love someone, you want to tell others about her or him. Because you love that. So you love Krishna. Krishna says, those who preach my glory, they are very dear to me. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says. The way to become dear to Krishna, you tell others about Krishna. This is many of the devotees here in this temple, they go out and distribute books. Prabhupada said, those who distribute my books, they are the top devotees. Because they're directly meeting the people in the street. Oh, I have no time. And you have to stop them, tell them about Krishna, give them a book. What a wonderful service. Prabhupada is to glorify those devotees. So everything else we do is because those people have read Prabhupada's books. They have come to our temple. So we have deity worship, we have bhasharam, everything is followed by people, the devotees are in the street distributing books. If they didn't get a book, how would they know? So I can give a little bit of talk, but if they read Prabhupada's books, then the message goes in very widely. So much quicker than just me speaking a little bit. So, those who preach my glories, Krishna said, they are very dear to me. Somehow or another, you tell others about Krishna. Every problem will go. You know, sometimes if you see devotees, they're walking around, they have problems. You can tell their faces, they have problems. And I remember there was one Tamil president, we said, we had problems, and we go to him, he just read Bhagavatam to us. You know, you write down what your problem is, and then you go to see the Tamil president. He just read Bhagavatam to you. He takes pages, and what's your problem, and quote the verse. He said, no, probably we want to hear something more. Can you tell us something else? And not from the Bhagavatam, but like some practical things. What is that? Is the practical thing, chanting Hare Krishna. The material problems cannot be solved by, ultimately all problems solved by spiritual activities, by chanting Hare Krishna, by associating devotees. It's just like when you're chanting Hare Krishna, dancing, Do you have time to think, oh, I'm sorry, wait a minute, I have some problems. You're so busy chanting, dancing. You don't have time for to think about anything. We so observe. Similarly, that is the platform we need to come to. Whatever we're doing in Krishna consciousness, we have to come to that platform that we're so observing chanting, we're so observing taking prasadam, we're so observing our service. We don't have time to think about problems. Prabhupada said, devotees don't have problems. Prabhupada himself, you think you have problems, what about Srila Prabhupada? I'm reading the Prabhupada diary that Swami in the Strange Land. You know, we have this beautiful temple because of Srila Prabhupada. His hard work. We have everything we have today is because of Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada went to America, not one person came to see him off. He was all alone. Of course, not alone, he's with Krishna. But none of his friends and god brothers come to see him off. Imagine that. If someone going to India, we all go to the airport and take group photos and offer them a feast before they go. There's so much etiquette there. And Prabhupada come back with success, everybody wants a bit of it. Everyone's a cut. But Prabhupada didn't want to help him. So we all have to remember, success comes. I was watching the Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada movie. I didn't want to go to the theater and watch it. I just had a feeling that somebody will show it to me. So yesterday I went up and I saw everything on the laptop. They're selling the DVD of Srila Prabhupada's movie. The whole thing, 1 hour or something. I just watched it. And Prabhupada was really struggling. He was struggling to establish Krishna consciousness. All he did, just sat in the park. And bang, bang, bang. There was a Hare Krishna, there's devotees, the temple. Everything started to just boom, started to happen. Just, he sat in the park. He didn't do any miracle, I mean, all these things, you know, people touching you and see the light, you know, in your eyes. Just chant in the park, chanting Hare Krishna. That is a miracle. People say, oh, can you show me a miracle? What miracle? We all have a miracle. Cows, they eat the grass and then they're providing milk. Wow, how amazing. Eating just some green grass and then they're producing milk. That's a miracle. Srila Prabhupada, he just sat in the park with nothing, alone. And everybody came to see him. That's how he started this kind of movement. And it happened so quickly. So quickly. Started the Master's Gift, the small temple, and then the big temple started in California. And Prabhupada had a short heart attack. And there was all these devotees who started, they were crying. Prabhupada said, I need to go to India to get healthy, Vrindavan. They developed so much love for Prabhupada. And then when Prabhupada came back, they were so much in joy. And that's how he started. Some of his devotees went to UK, started the temple there. So quickly, in 10 years, bang, 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 big temples, 56 temples in the first couple of years. 56 all over the world. And I remember Prabhupada came to India. When I first saw him, I wasn't looking at Prabhupada, I was just watching all these foreign devotees. You know, there's some Krishna Maharaj, Brahmananda Maharaj, Garga Muni, Guru Das. They're all like big time people. Like they all Prabhupada is small and he's in the middle, they're all surrounding him. So, wow. You know, if you want to see demigods, they're more than demigods. You know, you want to see Shiva and Brahma and all. There they were. They're these devotees, they're more than demigods. And that was Prabhupada's mission, to bring the foreigners to India, to see them. These people are chanting. And then they take it up. Krishna consciousness. And they used to have a pandal program. You know what pandal program means? A big, huge tent. Like, they set it up in the village. And Prabhupada came in the car, and all his Western disciples came, they're all from the US, big. And there was 100,000 people waiting for him. And Prabhupada got up on the top of the, on the top of the stage of the platform. Yeah, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Japataka Maharaj, they sat in the next level down. Prabhupada said, he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj to speak to the audience. There was 100,000 people. And he told Japataka Maharaj to translate. And they're like all Western devotees. People are just like, their mouth was like blocked. They were locked. They couldn't open their mouth. Even fly going in their mouth, they couldn't close it because they're so abak. They're so surprised to see these devotees. And Prabhupada was on the top ladder on the stage. And he was like this. He was so proud to see his disciple from the Western disciple. They were, you know, they have come with him. That was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what I was saying. Jaya, that Prabhupada has fulfilled that. We're just doing a little bit, you know, he started everything. We just need to follow that. But that's all we have to do. We're just having a good time now. We're all having a good time. They say, oh, so much work in this Melbourne temple. If you didn't work for Krishna, you would be working for Maya. Also hard work. We have a good time here. You get up, you don't have to get up, no one's going to knock on the door and say, Prabhu, get up! Kick you. Nobody does that. Our time, if you didn't get up from Mangalarati, they were throwing a bucket of water on you. Cold water. They come in. Nowadays they don't do it, but they blow cones, they blow, it's gone, right next to your door. That's it. Respectfully. Our time, they'll be throwing a bucket of water. And they actually locked the door from inside, but they threw the water from the window. They will make sure that you are Krishna conscious. And you see, during the Mangalarati, there'll be somebody out there, they're taking attendance. And they'll write, he didn't show up. And there'll be the same guy at the Pusharam Hall. He wasn't there for Mangalarati. They cut your Pusharati. There's no other place to eat. Here you go, I've got a crossway to eat, gopals to eat, go home. And here's Pusharam everywhere. But that time couldn't get a thing. But the thing is, devotional service, Krishna says, is joyfully performed. It's so joyful, it's so wonderful. You don't want to eat. I was telling the devotees, you know, when they open the curtain in India, they all have coins in their hand. When they open, they throw at the altar. So if you're a pujari, they get hit by coins. They're going everywhere. You know, like rupee coin, and a ten. Okay, so I love that. I just pick some up, put in my beat bag. So yeah, throw more coins. So I put a pretty big beat bag and small beads. The Prabhupada gave me a small bead, maybe because he knew that I need to keep other things in it. So all this coin, 1 rupee, that time in the 70s, you can buy 4 samosas. No samosa? We make samosa, you get it in Gopal's only. They make these big ones. In Mayapur, they make only the small ones that are really tasty. So, 1 rupee, 4 samosa, 25 paisa each. I will love it. I go out there after Mangalarati, straight to the dokan. You can get 25 paisa, it's one samosa now, maybe 10 rupees or something. So, I didn't have to do that. Now, don't feel like eating. See, when you chant Hare Krishna, when you perform devotional service, you don't feel like eating. It's just so much pleasure in it. Food is nothing. It's just like Ekadashi, it's just like Janmashtami. I look forward to it. But some people, they go on a fast. They say, oh, I want to clean. I don't want to eat. That's the best time. Not only you clean, but you also make spiritual advancement by fasting. I remember when I joined these little kids, so difficult to fast. It's like, oh, we're fasting all night, come on, breakfast time. And then There's no breakfast. Ekadashi in Mayapur, they don't give you prasadam. You have to fast till midnight. For the Gurukul boys, they would give up. They give us peanuts with gore, peanut brittle. And we would go crazy if we didn't have food to eat. But so, Krishna consciousness doesn't depend on any material circumstances. If you are paying attention to chanting, if you observe in Krishna consciousness, you will feel the nectar of devotion. The nectar of bliss of Krishna consciousness will come to you. It doesn't depend on any material circumstances, material things. Just that when you think you need it, you depend on it materially, then you feel like you're unsatisfied. So spiritual life is so much blissful. So here, our Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada started, is based on spiritual activities. In fact, Srila Prabhupada himself was cooking. We saw in the video, he was cooking and personally and serving to the people. So we have, you know, like gulab jamun, halwa. These are actually recipes Prabhupada himself started cook. And those people were taking drugs and other things. But after taking prasadam, they gave up those things. After being with Prabhupada, after associating with Srila Prabhupada, they got the higher taste. They gave up all those bad qualities. By sadhu sangha, associating with devotees of Krishna, by spiritual taking prasadam offered to Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, they develop a higher taste. That's the higher taste. Material pleasure, drugs and alcohol and sex and all those things, meat eating, there's no sense enjoyment. That's no enjoyment at all. People, they drink, they end up with headache and it causes disease. It kills your nerves by taking drugs, alcohol and other forms of drugs. So, you can see the devotees, they are high on a spiritual platform. They are taking pleasure from chanting Hare Krishna. Every time you chant Hare Krishna, you will feel that pleasure is coming from within. Golakara Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. The chanting of Hare Krishna has decided it has come down from the spiritual world. Just read a little bit. It says here, human society, however, has artificially created a type of civilization makes one forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Person of Godhead. Modern society even enables one to forget the Supreme Prasad of Godhead, mercy and grace and mercy. Consequently, modern civilized man is always unhappy and in need of things. So this is the modern world. The modern society, people are working or working or working. It leads to frustration. Someone was just telling me, every year in Australia, more than 3,000 young people commit suicide. Statistics. You see, our temple's full of young people. And then we're getting older. This is the place to be. So that's our duty to inform them. Don't commit suicide. Come to the Hare Krishna temple. Imagine, all those people, they're giving up their body. They can be here with us. We didn't tell them on time. They already died. So we have to reach to them before they're heading to jump off. There are people waiting to become Krishna conscious. So it's a waste of human life to just give up your body. You can see here, there's no problem here at all. We create the problem. There's no problem. Srila Prabhupada used to say, where is the problem? He used to always say, where is the problem? You need this, you need that. What do you need? If you have money, you can sleep on the money. But you will be gone. The money will be here. You can have everything. What we need is the happiness. Everyone looking for happiness. So modern society, they're working and working and working. Dui pada pashu. It says in Bhagavatam, they're two-legged animals. They wear a tie and suit. Yeah. But then they're foaming at the mouth at the end of the day just to get some food. In India, they have beggars in the street. You know, here there's too many beggars. They all go into the social security. Same thing. Government's handing out. That's big. We have to see Krishna is giving everything. He planted a tree. They have lemons. People have trees in the backyard. You know, lemon trees, avocado trees, and orange trees. So many fruits falling down. And they go into the fruit supermarket to buy it. They got the tree in their own home. So happiness is there in our heart while we're looking elsewhere for it. All we are born with happiness, spiritual happiness, but we were looking elsewhere. Come here! We're giving here 3 times a day free food. They don't want. They go on and have a sandwich somewhere and meat. Here we are talking to John. Yeah. You know, John's coming here for a long time now. He loves this here, you know. He's sitting in the class listening. So you were telling me, you know, the food here is like so good. Every time is better. And so true. You don't need to go and eat anywhere. Just eat here. We have abundance of food here. Abundance. And then I'm eating with you, John. I just eat a little bit. So I told him, you need to eat a big plate, not like me. Because I've been a devotee a long time, I don't eat so much. You see, this is a little bit, I'm satisfied. But if you're coming around now, you need to eat a big plate. Because you go out and you feel like eating. Well, you're already eating prasadam, offered to Krishna, spiritual food. You don't want to eat anything else after that. So I eat a little bit and I'm so little satisfied. But then the thing is, they eat a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. But people who are coming first time, you have to eat. Prabhupada used to make people eat up to the neck. He kept the gulab jamun, you know, the round sweets. You know, those round sweets, they're really sweet. I remember I ate one time 30 pieces of that. But in India, they make smaller ones. You can eat like a... You don't have to chew. They just drop in your mouth and it goes. So they make you eat, sit down, and then they pile up on your plate. So you're not allowed to squeeze the juice. Sometimes it's contest. Because juice is tiring you out. So we eat. I had 30 of them. I got sick after, you know. But the thing is, you could eat so much prasadam. So Srila Prabhupada, one devotee, he wanted to leave the temple. So Prabhupada kept the gulab jamun, those sweets, at the doorsteps. And he was thinking, now I'm going to leave and go out. And on his way, he saw this big pot of gulab jamuns. They were really made by Prabhupada. Prabhupada himself made. He was tricking people to keep them in the temple. So he had one, and he had two, then he had three. He ended up in 10. And they're really heavy and very full of sugar. You don't feel like going out. You want to go back in. And then he laid down. And he ended up becoming a devotee for whole life. Ended up. So, prasadam is the way. And we in India, we distribute khichdi. Khichdi we have in the breakfast. Yeah. Very simple. This is vegetable and rice and dal. And people love it. They just eat khichdi and they're happy. So Krishna consciousness doesn't depend on any material things. But in the beginning, you can enjoy it. After some time, you develop the taste for chanting. You eat a little bit. At night, 9 o'clock at night, they will bring big plate of like sweets and all kinds of food. Devotees don't even look at it. Because now I need to get up for program. They just have a little bit, just to honor it. So they have a taste for chanting. We can hardly wait in the temple to chant. Because chanting Hare Krishna is inner pleasure, spiritual pleasure. But at the same time, we have to stick to spiritual principles. Stick to principles that will develop our bhakti love for Krishna. fathom our love for Krishna, bhakti, to pray to Krishna, to so we can develop love for Krishna. It doesn't come easy, because material desire come along the way. Desire for name, desire for fame, desire for material desires overall, for wealth, desire for disciples. We don't need any of that. Desire for sense enjoyment. So much sense enjoyment around. So these are, they choke our love for Krishna, bhakti, like a weed. Plants growing, it's a nice plant growing, you have to take the weeds out. If you don't take, it will choke that plant. So desire for material enjoyment, desire for sense gratification, desire for name and fame and lust and greed and so everything on and on, this thing choke our love for Krishna, bhakti, devotion. So that's why we need to be strong in Krishna consciousness. Strong doesn't mean, physical strength, devotional strength, inner strength. That comes by associating devotees. The devotees will give us that. They are our guide, they are our protector. Devotees, the sadhus, all of us, the devotees around us. Just like I was in the Gurukul, we were swimming across the Jamuna, and suddenly I got cramp. I was almost drowning. So all of my friends were there with me, Rupa Vilas Prabhu, and all the my teacher, Dhanadhar Maharaj, and Gurukul boys. They all picked me up and took me to the shore, and I had the cramps. If nobody around, I'll be drowning in there, in the Jamuna. So the devotees are always there to protect us and guide us. I remember also in the Ganges, I was dying in the Ganges. My friend says, let's go for a swim to the island. Swim across the island. Your age, if we can swim across in the Ganges. You guys look at the Ganges, I could swim across, not a problem, because I knew how to do it. So there was a beautiful island in the middle of the Ganges, all sand, no people can get there. So it's very like it's a heavenly planet there. So we used to go and lie there in the sand and play cricket and all those things. So then one day I wanted to go to the island after lunch. So we were just swimming across. And the current was so strong, it was just taking me away. And I couldn't swim, I was so tired. So my friend already reached there. He says, come on. I said, I can't make it. I said, I'm just going to give up my body and just die. And then can just go back to cut it. He said, no, come. I said, I didn't have a drop of energy. I was like dead. And the current was just sweeping me away. So I said, I'm going to give up my body now. So I went down, and there was a sandbar. I could stand up. Hey, how are you? I thought, wow, what an amazing that I would die, but didn't. So Krishna is always there to protect us. So I knew that I'm going to be coming to Melbourne one day. That's why I ended up not dying. There's more important things to do than to give up body. You know, all those people, young people, suicidal, they're really wasting their time. They should be here chanting Hare Krishna with us. What a wonderful thing, take food 3 times a day and come and chant and dance. I mean, you chant and dance when you're happy. When you're not happy, you're morose. Isn't it? Well, Krishna's playing the flute. You think Krishna's all very unhappy? People play flute when they're happy. Krishna is a reservoir of all pleasure. There's a book called Reservoir of All Pleasure. So here, there's no anxiety here. You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because you can't sleep. Because you want to get up. The environment here is so soothing and so full of energy and so wonderful. You just get up and say, wow, so feeling good. And the trees now, they're giving new leaves are coming. After the winter, all green. So when you come out, it's like, wow. It feels just rejuvenating, full of energy, spiritual energy. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, and I was thinking, it's just like Mayapur. If you try to sleep in Mayapur, 3 o'clock, you can't. because the place is so charged with spiritual energy. We don't need to sleep. Only in the material world you feel like sleeping, ignorant. But those places, they have such spiritual energy. You just feel awakened, spiritually awakened. That's what I say in the beginning, ignorance. There's no ignorance in the life of a devotee. It's full of joy. It's full of awakeningness. So, be in Krishna consciousness. If we have to work, go to work, but think of Krishna. Then you'll be okay. Prabhupada says, devotees always asking, I have to go to work. How can I think of Krishna in the work? It's just like the lotus leaf. It's in the water, but not touched by it. You're going to associate with Krishna. In the temple, when you go out, you associate with Krishna. You don't take the association. You're giving your association to them. So, they are benefited by being with a sadhu, a spiritual person. Subtly, getting the benefit. Your spiritual consciousness, your spiritual advancement is rubbing onto them. Without unknowingly, they don't know it. You know, sometimes devotees, they take sweets from here in the small box and they give to them, to your colleagues. So they're getting spiritual food. They say, wow, where did you get that from? I took this burfi from our temple. I went to a Chinese party, Chinese New Year. And they eat, it's unmentionable, the kind of stuff they eat. So I didn't tell anybody. So I had this burfi with me, hidden away. And they all finished eating. I said, I have something really nice. I didn't tell them. I told them that whatever you eat, this is going to blow your mind. So they all had this. There's one guy from New Zealand, an Australian guy, and their wife is all Chinese. And so I could tell in their faces they didn't like the Chinese food. And the Chinese people, they don't like to eat too much sweet. So I had this box of burfi. I gave it to the New Zealand guy and the Aussie guy. They said, whoa, this is the best thing. Can you tell us the recipe? Can you bring us some more? They loved it. All the things they ate was rubbish. They ate the prasadam, the sweets I bought. They were just intoxicated by it. So, you can see, whenever you are associating, whenever you are in a temple, you're getting the highest things. Not only food, in everything. Highest knowledge. Spiritual knowledge here. So, this Bhagavatam here doesn't give anything that's not beneficial for us. It gives all the things that's the best things for us in every way. It's only telling us to not work hard. Enjoy Krishna consciousness. But they want to work hard. Krishna is saying, come to me. And Maya is saying, come to me. And you choose where you want to go. You can go to Krishna. You want to play the flute and go on the altar and stand next. You want to take the position of Krishna. You can serve Krishna and be happy in Krishna consciousness. Devotional service. Devotional service means we don't want to be the master. We want to serve the master. By serving Krishna, all the happiness will automatically follow. They're looking for. Every living unit is looking for happiness. Fish out of the water, you can give him everything. Girlfriend, TV, home, car, house by the sea, whatever you need that people are looking for. But they're going to die because they're out of the sea. Our home is spiritual world. We are out of the sea, out of our real place. We're trying to squeeze pleasure in the material world. And we're not going to get that here. The real pleasure is only found in the spiritual world. Like here. This is spiritual world. As soon as you go out, you're stepping out of the material world. I'm not saying you shouldn't go out. Maybe you can see the difference yourself. You think, oh, I'll go home. Also, home of a devotee is temple. Just a few days ago, I went to a devotee's home. And they have so much food. 4 kinds of pizza. Chili, not chili, avocado, Indian pizza, and then there were so many things. I was thinking, today I'm going to just eat less, like a little bit, just some salad. I went there, all this food waiting for me. And I went to Mayapur, I said, every day I'm going to drink coconut. That's all. I chant every day, 32 rounds. I attend a program. And every day I had invitation. Can you come this home, come that home? So Krishna's always thinking how I can make my devotee happy, how I can get. So Krishna's temple, nobody goes hungry. You don't see any devotees here all walking around skinny. We work so hard, but everyone is so happy doing it. But people, they will still want to work like a donkey. You go to Vrindavan, you hear these donkeys. When I was in school, I used to imitate them. See the donkey go by? You know, I used to collect all these clay cups. In India, they have clay cups. They drink lassi and so many clay cups. So I collect them. So go on the roof and just throw them. Throw at people. Throw at the donkey. Throw at the people passing. You know, they go in the field and they throw at them. Very bad things to do. So the donkeys, they make this noise. Sounds like Hindi a little bit. They walk so hard. And they're skinny. And they're carrying. So the materialistic people, they're wearing suit and tie. But they work like a donkey, actually. Two-legged animals. Prabhupada used to say, two-legged animals. When you distribute books, I used to distribute books in Sydney long ago. Me and my friends, we had, don't do this before. I'm just telling you, amongst us. I took this guy, big suit and tie, really proud. He said, what are you doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He took a book and threw it in the air. He landed in the forest. We were distributing books, he just took it. So, me and my friend, he said, we'll take care of this guy. So, he had this big tie like this. So he, I didn't know that he could take the tie and just choke him. Yeah, so he pulled the tie. And I said, chant Hare Krishna now. You know, he couldn't say a thing. So if you ever do that again, I'm going to choke you more. And I was like, yeah, good, I'm choking. And I didn't do it. My friend, the Aussie guy, he was doing it. And if I, you know, so I knew that if you have a suit and tie, you choke yourself to death. It's not a good thing to put a suit and tie. Wear dhoti and go to work. So they think it's such an advanced society. They wear a suit and tie and go to work. But actually, my point is, you know, these people are they're leading to frustration. Life full of frustration. It ends in frustration. That's it. Human society without godless society, it leads to frustration, leads to suicidal, actually. So Srila Prabhupada says here, varnashram, everyone has the duty you can do. If you like to clean, you clean. You can clean the temple, clean the area, cook. If you are administrative, you can work in the office, do so much work. If you like to study, you can study books. All the things are there in Krishna consciousness. But do it for Krishna. That's varnashram. People have family, they have to work, they maintain the family. That's all okay. As long as you become Krishna in the center. So that's what I was saying. In the house of a devotee, you go to a devotee's house, they have beautiful deity, Jagannath deity like here, and Radha Krishna deity, they offer food. That's very wonderful. So devotee's family, a house of devotee is like a temple. So we don't say give up everything. You can be Krishna conscious, have family, but whatever you have to always remember Krishna is in the center. Without Krishna, all of these things are useless. Srama eva hi kevalam. Waste time. Yeah. If you won't have so many children, fine. You can make them Krishna conscious. One person, if you can make Krishna conscious, that's a success. But you have so many kids, they're all taking drugs, then waste. It's like cat and dogs. They have so many. So if you can make your family Krishna conscious, make your life Krishna conscious, that is the idea. Not walk like a donkey. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
One comment and one question. The comment is, in this chapter, story of King Vena, Vyadeva 439 verse, just first line, Tasmin to stay him apart.
Yeah.
If we can please Krishna, nothing is impossible to achieve.
Yep.
So we can see how much gain we get by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh. Each and every verse, as you said, so being 18,000 verses. Tremendous knowledge for us. As you said, people are just going for sandwiches. They put some meat in between. They pay $3.99 for night, every day in the airport. Just buying a few. But they don't know what is special. So preaching is most important. And also with meat, you get high blood pressure, which all sorts of problems, kidney problems, liver problems, everything. So what is needed is knowledge. With ignorance, they are doing all this. And it's a sandwich. Now my question is, how to increase love in chanting? How to improve chanting? Just give us some tips.
That's the problem with everyone. All of us, we want to improve, including me and all the devotees. The way to do is to do more. The way to improve in anything is to improve by increasing the service. If you suppose you chant one round and start to continue, then 16 initiation. And like the attending the Bhagavatam class and hearing how to do, these are the way we are discussing how to improve our services, how to improve our chanting, and read these books. These are giving our tips how to do everything. And hear from a devotee, hear from a guru. And as well as we always have this program every day, and different sannyasis are coming, they are giving us guidance. So we can hear more and more by reading. So all the information are in the books. And also, not only that, more than anything, it's your desire to do it. If you don't have the desire, we can tell so many things, the books are there, but we're not going to take it seriously. It has to come from, initially from us, that desire, the enthusiasm to do the service nicely and improve. It comes from your own desire, strength, that I want to do it. And you push yourself to do it. And then Krishna will give, He will help us. Just like materialistic people, they go to university, they go to great endeavor to get money and a degree and a job. It's a lot of work. They spend so much of their energy and their money that they get what they need. Similarly, we also need to have that push ourselves. We need to work at it. Don't feel like getting up, get up. Just here, get up, put a tape on and something. There's going to be always some kind of a system you have to put yourself and keep that yourself, that push. Hear about, put a lecture of Prabhupada or a guru when you get up. Before you sleep, read Prabhupada's books. Make a very systematic standard for ourselves to follow these things, and gradually we will. But if we don't make any systems, we are doing as a routine, then it can dry out. We can become more stagnant in the process. We think, I do it, I not do it. You have to really, like I have a book, when I go, the book's there, I keep purposely on the table. So I go there, I want to take up the book and read Prabhupada's books, Bhagavad Gita and a diary. Then when I go from here, I sit down there, the book's there. I read a few pages and I feel good before shower or anything. So always make a habit of a system where you can turn to Krishna, keep the big bag there, take carry with you. There's always in some way that you should remind yourself of Krishna. Whether, not only in the temple, everywhere. And if sannyasis come, I know them, and then I say, can I take prasadam with you? You know, because I know a lot of sannyasis. It's not that I want to sit with them and eat. Just talk with them. Because here in the temple, everyone's here, I can see them well. Everyone wants to see him. Then I go see him and chat with them. Like Jananda Maharaj was here, go see him in his room and talk with him a little bit. So if I have the advantage, then I take more advantage of it. If you don't, then you read and be here for the program and stuff. There's many ways. Yes.
A similar question was asked to Nirandan Maharaj. So his reply was that what you do in the rest of the 32 hours affect your chanting the 2 hours. So he was saying, as you said, whatever you mold your life in the 22 hours in a day 24 hours, so whatever the life you style to adopt for the 22 hours, that reflects your chanting on the 2 hours. Just a short question, but there's a lot of meaning.
Yeah, like for myself, you know, as soon as I left the temple, and I always have to remind myself, and I carry my bead bag with me, and in my pocket, I just chant. That's the only thing you can do. But I'll chant, just chant Hare Krishna. And so many things you want to do, you look at something and you focus on it and your mind just goes to so many directions. And you take up the beads and chant Hare Krishna. That's where you focus on mantra. Very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. Every time you get diverted, chant Hare Krishna. Or take a book with you, a small book, and read. Look at the pictures of Krishna. There's many ways. If you're serious, if you have desire, there's many ways you can be Krishna conscious. If you don't want to, then we can. All those things are there. We can't force you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai.